This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
iPad tipping. That's right. You've seen them. A lot of these restaurants now have this iPad you go up. And I've seen them in multiple places, even some nice restaurants. And it's just an iPad. When I say nice restaurants, I'm talking about like you over the counter, you order something kind of nice, and they say, here's, like, say you go into a Dunkin' Donut as an example. They don't have it there, but you'll get my point. And you say, yeah, I'd like a raspberry, this, that, and the other, and they bring it to you. And then they stick this iPad thing in front of you, and it says, you pay, you know, it's $7.83, and then it's got across it this big thing, 15% tip, 20% tip, 25% tip, or whatever you want to tip. And the person's standing there looking at you. Now, I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm like, why should I tip you? You did your job. You didn't go make it in front of my eyes and say, let me show you the craftsmanship that goes into your blueberry donut, Kevin. No, you reached back into the thing. You took some tongs. You put it into a little bag. And you handed it to me, which is your job. And it's got a tip thing on it? What are you talking about? There's a Chinese restaurant I go to. It's a you know, people just go through the line. It's like a mall. You know, they got the little plexiglass thing. You go, okay, I'd like that one with rice and a little bit of vegetables. And an egg roll, and they just go down the line. They give it to somebody else. That person rings you up and gives you the thing and says, hey, you want to give me 25% for this already overpriced meal that you're getting? No, I'm not giving you anything. Why would I tip you for doing your job? And here's my point. This is the point of Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We're asking for things to be so easy to where people expect to be tipped for doing their job. Look, if you have to do something special for me and you want 25% or whatever, I'm happy to do it. I'm not happy to do it necessarily, but I'm saying 15%, if it's the bare minimum as a waitress that's going out doing, delivering and all that, and I understand the job. 20% if you do well, and I'll go 30, 40, 50% if you really knock my socks off. I'll just say, you know what, I'm feeling magnanimous, bang, here you go. But if you just hand me a cup of coffee, like at Starbucks, and you think, okay, oh, I hate to say it, but yeah, occasionally I do go there. But you think you're going to hand me that, and I'm like, oh, geez, let me leave you 85 cents or 17% of what I just paid for this stupid cup of coffee, you're out of your mind. No, I want my change back. Anyway, Mina Demian frequents a Stanford, Connecticut cafe where he orders a cup of strong coffee for $3. But it comes with a splash of guilt. I'm reading this story. The clerk swipes Mr. Demian's credit card, then swivels the store's iPad around. There's an uncomfortable pause. Prompts on the screen ask the 33-year-old HR recruiter to sign his name and pick a tip. A custom amount or no tip. Now, here's what's interesting. I have no qualms going no tip. I've watched you make my cup of coffee. It isn't like, you know, you're like, I'm worried about you spitting it or you stirred it with your finger that you just, you know, played with your bungee hole with or something. No, I watched you make it. Give me my coffee so I can move along. You don't deserve a tip for something, an item that should have cost me 80 cents to begin with, and I'm paying you $3 for it. It isn't going to happen. But here's what we've become accustomed to. We've become accustomed to, as Americans, for overpaying for stuff and then tipping people who've done nothing in order to help us. Now, I think it's a systematic thing that, it's, you know, with us, unfortunately, where we just kind of have gotten used to the idea that, you know what? It's going to cost a little bit more. You know, by the way, that person didn't do anything to deserve it, but let's give it to them. We've been conditioned to do this. I couldn't see the rest of the articles because you got to pay now to go to the whatever, Wall Street Journal or New York Times or whatever, and I'm not paying. But it did spark, not outrage, Because I'm not outraged. There's no saying in sales, if you don't ask, you're not going to get it. So I appreciate them asking. But equally be appreciative of me saying head to the no. I'm not tipping you for something that I've overpaid for and that you offer me really nothing new. I remember the first time I went to a restaurant that said mandatory tip, no matter what. And it was in New Orleans. I was with a group of friends. We went mandatory tip. So it was mandatory 18%. Worst service ever in my life. The girl was late. She get to the table, was like, you know, we were there for 20 minutes before she finally acknowledged us and brought us water. And it was packed, man. It was, I don't remember what was going on. It wasn't Mardi Gras, but it was packed. So, and we waited to get in, get seated. It was six or eight of us. And we're sitting there. Took them forever just to get us water. Then forever to bring some bread. And then forever to order our drinks. And then the girl comes up and she's got an attitude because we're going, look, what's the deal? Hey, look at the time. We get it. It's busy. Come back with a smile. Say, hey, guys, it's really busy right now, but is there anything I can do? Let me get you some more of this or that. You know, give me some customer service. Nope. Jesus doesn't care. So anyway, at the end of the night, the meal's, you know, late. Everything's late. We spent an hour and a half longer in this place than we should have. They bring the bill, and it says mandatory 18%. And I immediately went, oh, heck to the no. So I said, I need to see your manager. You know, okay. They bring the manager over, and he's telling me, well, you know, you have to understand that, you know, people don't always tip and all that. I said, hey, look, I get it. I don't understand it, but I get what you're trying to do here. But here's my problem. Your waitress sucked. She was horrible. I understand it's a busy night, but she in no way made us feel like we were special in any way. We felt we're tipping her for a crappy service. What kind of lesson are we really giving here? So here's what he says. Well, okay, I'm going to go ahead and waive it this time, and I hope you guys take care. I said, we'll tip her, but I'm not tipping her 18%. She didn't deserve it. I'm not tipping. So we tipped her like 10% and everybody took off. Now, you can say, Kevin, you were being mean. I wasn't being mean. I was just saying, look, enough is enough. When do we as a consumer get to go, I'm not going to, you know, I mean, we should as a consumer. So here we have these kiosks practically, these little, you know, standalone little restaurants. And they're just serving you up the stuff the way they have to do. It isn't like it's already prepared and they want a tip. Yeah, getting a tip from me. My tip is, listen to the Kevin Jackson radio show, and you can get some really good advice, and it'll teach you how to straighten out your life. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here. Take care, everybody.
This is the Kevin Jackson radio show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I feel like there is, I don't even feel like this, I know this, there's nothing the left can do to stem this tide. The tide of conservatism, pragmatism, republicanism in its truest form that has struck a chord in this country. There's nothing they can do about it. And it's not because of Donald Trump. It's not because of us. It's because God has ordained this. And this is not I'm not trying to take it to church. I'm just telling you what I really believe. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Failed Christ Follower. For those of you who get scared when you start to hear the word of God and you start thinking this brother's preaching, don't be afraid. See, here's the thing. God is an interesting being. The farther you move away from him, it's because you're doing it and you feel like you've done something bad. God is saying to you, when you do something bad, come towards me because I'm going to show you the right way. And that's essentially what America did. We moved so far away from him, and then Donald Trump said, I'm going to move back. Yeah, we may have done some bad things, but I'm moving us back. And we've come back. And this is not about him. It's not about us. It's about something bigger. And see, the left don't understand that because they can't think of anything bigger than themselves. Those big old egos. You try to get two leftists in a room. I'm talking about in a football stadium.
You cannot get Barack Obama's ego and Joe Biden's ego in the same room. They may appear to be together. They're not. They can't do it. They can't handle it. So what you're witnessing is something bigger than everybody. There was a – okay, here's a strange sight. A black dude is sitting with a gay Trump supporter, and they're both Trump supporters. I think the gay guy has a hat on. And a white woman comes up to him, and here's the exchange.
Wait, so are you not happy to see a gay man and a black Trump supporter together happily at Starbucks?
No, I think that's wonderful.
You're
supporting Trump?
Yeah. Well, wait, so are you being homophobic and anti-black right now?
Absolutely not. I'm being anti-Trump, and I'm proud to say it.
Oh, so you're anti-minority?
No, not anti-minority at all.
Oh, okay.
This
white woman coming up here, yes, I am.
This is racism and anti-homophobic.
Oh, you are so full of it, sir. I'm sorry.
This is going viral, baby. 250,000 followers on Twitter.
You are good. You know something? That's violating my special
rights. This is public. You are out in public property. 250,000 followers.
Quarter
of a million followers. Enjoy. Enjoy.
I love this clip. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So this gay guy is a Trump supporter and a black guy, Trump supporter, wearing a MAGA hat. Lady walks up. I can't believe it. Hey, how dare you? You know, and I mean, I want you to think about the level that, of just how much better I am than you, that I should be able to come over here and give you my political view about yours. These are, I mean, I wouldn't even if it were children, she should just walk them, and, you know, so what? If she'd have been wearing an Obama hat, they wouldn't have gone over and said, I can't believe you're wearing an Obama hat. They would just would have been, oh, hey, there's an Obama person in here. Let me put it to you this way. How many times have you seen somebody with an Obama shirt or an Obama hat, an Obama bumper sticker or whatever, that you go, oh, my God, I can't believe it. You got that Obama bumper sticker on your car or whatever. I don't know of a person that's done that. I can't name a single individual. All right? That's what this lady decided she wanted to do. So here's the deal. She comes up and she says, and he explains, look, I'm a gay guy sitting here having a fellowship with a black dude who's a Trump supporter. That should tell you that the world is in order. You are always looking for signs, lady, as a leftist. Here's tolerance at its finest. Okay? A black Trump supporter is sitting here chatting me up as a gay man. Now, who would even think that's possible in the leftist world, right? But he's explained it. And she's like, it's not about that. It's that I don't like Trump. Well, who asked you for your freaking opinion? Big old rascal. So he's filming her, and he says, look, you would think you'd be okay with this. I'm on social media with this many people, and here you are coming up to me. And essentially what he's telling her is you think you're better than I am. You think you're better than him. You don't like minorities. You don't like the LGBT community. You don't like the black community. You want to know how he knew? Because he told her who he was. And she still disregarded. He's saying, wait a minute. We're the special interest group that you like. Two special interest groups. And you're still standing here explaining to us what we're doing wrong. You follow? When Kanye West made his declaration, he says, the left want to tell me how to think. They want to bully me into telling me how to think. And he goes, I'm not going to let that happen anymore. The reason why I share these types of stories with you is I want you to understand, many people get it. More than you can even imagine. I don't know what world, what bubble you live in. I mean, we're in Oregon, we're in Utah, we're in areas of Pennsylvania, we're in areas of Georgia, areas of St. Louis and Missouri and various other states. All over the country, this show is broadcast. I don't know what bubble you live in, but I'm going to tell you this. Pop that bubble, and you're going to find that type of scenario. I was supposed to speak at an event in D.C. Charlie Kirk and Candace had it. I was one of the keynotes. Had to cancel, I won't go into detail. But Charlie knows, man, I have 100% support for that organization. We are also doing very similar things in terms of bringing the black vote. We have a different approach. But I partnered with TPUSA and others as to what we're going to be doing in our part to make this happen. One of my people that are on my staff, I had multiple people at Charlie's event, and then I had people that were at the walkaway event with Brandon, I think his last name is Stroika or something like that, and he had a big gala where he was, you know, talking about this walkaway event. People all over the country, folks, they are sick of this. They're sick of, I'm going to start wearing my MAGA hat just with a GoPro just so I can let people see what you deal with. The looks, the stares, half of them I probably miss. Well, that's not true. I'm much more observant than I put on because, you know, you just never know. But I'm telling you, we are absolutely cleaning house here. And the left, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. As I told you before with the intro to this segment, this is something bigger than any individual. That's why don't look at the polls. Don't listen to the leftist news. Understand the level of desperation and what you're seeing for what it is. It's the Democrats holding on to, they think it's a lifeline. They, you know, they're looking for any type of a lifeline. There are no lifelines available. None. We have finally gotten to the point where we said, you know what? We know how to deal with you. We ignore you. And we keep on with our agenda. I go back to a black man with a Trump hat on, who is a Trump supporter, was sitting with a gay man in a restaurant. I think it was a Starbucks. It was a coffee shop. And the left can't handle that. That should have been beauty to that lady. But instead, she found nothing but anger. She brought anger.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Drag and swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Firefighters in Southern California are doing what they can to protect homes in Ventura and Los Angeles counties from fast-moving wildfires. We're hearing over 30,000 homes have been evacuated, and Acting Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency today. Protests are taking place outside the office of Broward County Supervisor Brenda Snipes. Folks are not happy with her and the vote counting procedure and the fact that 80,000 votes were found by the county the day after the election. Meanwhile, Snipes says they're doing the best they can.
We ran 22 sites. We ran 14 days. We ran 12 hours. We had a big vote by mail. So don't try to turn it around to make it seem like I'm making comedy out of this.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are on their way to France to a program celebrating the centennial anniversary of the cessation of hostilities in World War I. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'll be here, and since you did break that story today, let's talk for a moment about Elizabeth Warren, talking about politicians who gain something. Did she gain anything by putting out this DNA, the DNA test results? Best I can gather, according to your paper's reporting, she's one thousandth or something like. I mean, I think I might be just as Native American as she is.
So the report that was released, that she released yesterday to the Boston Globe, said that she has a Native American ancestor who was somewhere between 10 and 6 generations back in her family. So that's going pretty far back. So, it's a law. I don't know who my great-great-great-great-grandmother or grandfather is. But at the same time, it provides the first actual documentary proof of this thing that she has been saying, which is that she had Native American, stories of Native American lore in her family.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Craig Melvin of MSNBC. He is actively mocking Elizabeth Warren. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm really done with the Elizabeth Warren thing. I don't care much about it. I think it is what it is. But I find it interesting that it is so unbelievable that even MSNBC is mocking her. Here's Fox News discussing Elizabeth Warren.
Jim Messina, former campaign manager for President Obama, one of those Democrats, tweeting, argue the substance all you want, but why 22 days before a crucial election where we must win House and Senate to save America, why did add Senator Warren have to do her announcement now? Why can't Dems ever stay focused?
Well, and maybe she thought she was burying the news by doing it at this point in time. It's not great news for someone who had her ethnicity changed from white to Native American when she was at the University of Pennsylvania, who Harvard Law trotted out as an example of how good they were with diverse hiring, who said that her mother couldn't marry her dad in a normal wedding ceremony because her grandparents were aghast about how Native American, how Cherokee her mother was. So as far as her actual stories go, this rollout that she did today completely blows up everything she has ever said about the matter. She was not saying that she had roughly the same percentage of Native American ancestry that any other average white American does. She was saying that she was Native American, and not just Native American, but Cherokee. This does not help that.
Now, the reason why I'm discussing this, and welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to, is I'm discussing this in the context of the election. See, we just played in the previous segment, we talked about how the left is scared. They're very afraid of what all this attention is bringing to their cause. They've been outed for what they are. Vicious liars. They will take advantage of any situation. That what everybody senses, and rightfully so, on the left, is here is a prominent person. And I don't care about the Cherokee DNA and all that stuff anymore. I'm talking about this in the context of what it means in the big picture. And the big picture is all these different things that are colliding at the same time. And I would tell you it's a trifecta. And you're saying, Kevin, what are you talking about? Okay, so we got the Kanye effect. Kanye West says what he says, and everybody attacks the guy. We got that, and I don't know which came first, because Kanye said it a while back, then it came back again. We've got the Kavanaugh effect, that I talked about earlier, where here's a guy who's a pretty good representative of any American, any son. You know, any person would be proud to say, this is my son and that's his life. If the best you can come up with is what they even lied about with Kavanaugh in terms of his life, this guy's pretty clean. So they completely screwed the pooch on that. Then we get Elizabeth Warren, who comes in, and she's been embroiled in this controversy because these are the people that claim they stand for minorities and all this stuff. And what do we have? We have stolen identities from Rachel Dolezal. We have stolen identity from Elizabeth Warren, and they hold on to it. Even when you catch them, they're like, oh, I'm still that. And then she outs herself, and they're going, what are you doing? Then you look at all the backdrop of everything else. Yeah. People begin to put things in the context, and they say, wait a minute. That makes me think differently about the FBI. That makes me think differently about Clapper and about Brennan and about Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton, let me tell you, if you really want a poster child for what not to say, Hillary Clinton's it. She did an interview, and they were asking her about the allegations, you know, about Bill and Monica, and if I were a Democrat, I would be cringing at this interview.
The Kavanaugh hearing also turned attention back to the Me Too movement, which complicates Clinton's place in women's history. In the 1990s, she stood by her husband, Bill Clinton, as he denied allegations of sexual harassment and assault.
What role, if any, did you play in criticizing the character of the women who have accused Bill of sexual misconduct?
None.
No role.
I take responsibility for my life and my actions.
She also stood by his side as he was impeached after lying about his affair with a White House intern. Some today have said he should have stepped down.
In retrospect, do you think Bill should have resigned in the wake of the Monica Lewinsky scandal?
Absolutely not.
It wasn't an abuse of power?
No.
There are people who look at the incidents of the 90s and they say a president of the United States cannot have a consensual relationship with an intern. The power imbalance is too great.
He was an adult. But let me ask you this. Where's the investigation of the current incumbent against whom numerous allegations have been made, and which he dismisses, denies, and ridicules? So there was an investigation, and it, as I believe, came out in the right place.
That's the person who's running around trying to pretend now that she didn't abuse any women. Hillary Clinton said, what role did you play? None. She says, I didn't talk bad about Jennifer Flowers, who she said was a failed cabaret singer who's looking to get a paycheck. She didn't talk bad about, who was the other one? There were two or three. We actually did memes on them. Here, I'm going to get it right. I don't even want to guess about it because I still have it up here some. Let me see this second one here. She called Jennifer Flowers, the woman who had a 12-year affair with her husband, some failed cabaret singer who doesn't have much of a resume to fall back on. Now, you could say that's not that big of a deal, but she's saying, I don't believe her. Now, this is a woman who had a 12-year affair with her husband, and she goes, I don't believe it. She called Monica Lewinsky a narcissistic Looney Tune. Yeah. Yeah, was Nike would say, just do it, Hillary. Now, you would say, that's not a big deal, but in the confines, in the context, I should say, of, I believe her, why doesn't she believe them? She doesn't believe Kathleen Willey, a longtime friend of Bill Clinton's and hers, who came to Bill at a time of need when her husband was, I think, very ill, and she needed her friends, and Bill Clinton hits on her. Paula, what's-her-face, they paid $800,000 to, and Hillary doesn't believe her. Juanita Broderick says, I was raped by the man. I'm telling you, this guy's gotten away. And Hillary ran the whole campaign. It was the smear campaign. She's the one that hired the woman that said, go take care of all these bimbo eruptions. But she says, no, I didn't do anything. Should Bill Clinton have resigned? No, it wasn't abuse of power. Let me ask you, what do you think Hillary Clinton would say if Donald Trump got fellatio in the White House by an intern? What do you think Hillary would be saying about Donald Trump? What do you think the left would be saying about Donald Trump if that same thing occurred? You get it. See, these are easy things to figure out. But she says, no, it wasn't an abuse of power. And she slips this in. She goes, she was an adult. That's the difference. She was an adult. She's a 21-year-old girl enthralled by the most powerful guy in the world. And Hillary's answer is, she was an adult. And then what does she do? She shifts gears. Well, what about the present guy who's in office? Well, he hasn't done anything in office. Everything you're looking at him for are things that he did before he ever got here. Now, I don't know if the interviewer asked the question. I don't even care. But I want to make the bigger picture. Hillary Clinton is running around, and this is one of their poster children that they really wish would shut up. And she's making it worse. How's she helping the Me Too movement? And here sits Kavanaugh going, you get what I'm saying? Kavanaugh's going, look at the double standard here. Every Democrat sees this. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to have even more of these types. I've only got a short amount of time left in this segment. But I want to be very clear of why the Democrats are afraid. Why there's been this so-called shift of morality. It's because they have none. It's relative. Hillary Clinton would be ready to torch Donald Trump if he did what her husband did, the man she stood by for at the time, for her own reasons, because she wanted to be senator and ultimately president. That's why she did it. And then years later, she's forced to stand by that. But if Donald Trump did it, we all know what would happen. We all know how the media would react to it. This is what we're seeing. What you're seeing, whether it's the Kavanaugh thing, whether it's the Kanye West thing, look at the attacks on Kanye West. Look at the attacks on Kavanaugh. Look at the attacks on Trump. People that are, quite frankly, good folks doing the right things. I don't need to go into Trump's record any longer. You know what it is. The left will do anything to preserve their twisted morality.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Don Lemon attacked Kanye West, and what I'm talking about in the last part of the show today is why the left is not going to win anymore. Why they're going to struggle. Why? What is the issue driving them? Because they are soul-searching internally. I've played a couple of news anchors from different shows going, what is our problem? What is going on here? They don't get it. And so I want to play Steve Cortez ripping Don Lemon post the Kanye stuff that he's been doing. And he's ripping Don Lemon. And you're not going to hear anything better. And all this, I want, in the context of what we're talking about here, I want you to understand how this is being perceived in the bigger picture. Because there are people that were listening to this on CNN who said, you know what, you're right. That here's a Hispanic dude, Steve Cortez, standing up for Kanye West as a black guy tries to rip him. And here's that interchange. And by the way, Don Lemon, as he's talking, this guy, as Steve Cortez is talking, Don Lemon's like, sitting there like bored. And I'm not kidding you when I tell you, he's tilted his head and he's got this thing like, oh, when's he going to finish? And you'll hear it towards the end of the clip. But here it is.
Honestly, under what circumstances did anyone at the White House think that this meeting was a good idea on today of all days?
You know, Don, you said that this meeting was embarrassing. I think, quite frankly, what's embarrassing is the condescension that you've shown to Kanye West, someone who I think is a brave and independent thinker, a creative genius. Does he speak in a different vernacular? Of course he does. Like a lot of artists, it's a vernacular I don't necessarily always understand, but I do understand that he's a great thinker. And for you and a lot of your guests to dismiss him as a, quote, token Negro and to question his mental stability when you're not doctors, when you haven't examined him, I think is really unfortunate. And it's an example, unfortunately, that is all too common on the left, which is liberals, when a minority doesn't toe the party line.
By the way, the person who said that comment that you said the token Negro thing is a conservative. But go on.
Well, not in my mind. She's not a conservative. But let me also tell you this, more to the point, which I think is really what's important.
She didn't call him a token Negro.
About,
she says all of a sudden now he is the token Negro for the Trump administration.
Right. Talking about him. Right.
Yeah.
To Charles's point about does this president care about minorities, let me tell you my personal experience with him in that very same Oval Office without cameras present. All he wanted to know about from me is, what can I do for the Hispanic community? What can we do for growth in your community? I said, well, one thing you could do right now, let's send a tweet. And then let's talk about more long-term things that we can do about the community. So he absolutely cares whether the camera's on or off. But Kanye West is a person who speaks from the heart. You call it a rant. You always say this in your chyron. You editorialize. It's not a rant to me. And as a matter of fact, it was inspirational. I don't find him unstable. I find him creative. I find him inspiring. And in that room, you had three people, an amazing artist, an amazing athlete, and an amazing builder, all saying, what can we do in the political process to make the prosperity and security of America broader into minority communities? That's
right.
A great
please
thing
finish.
For this country. Jim Brown, Kanye
please
West,
finish.
Donald Trump are visionaries. They are great men trying to help this country.
I just don't have the energy tonight because there's so much in there.
So that was the Steve Cortez just, he ripped him every kind of way. He's like, you know, I mean, everything we've talked about with respect to Kanye. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. And I've mentioned that there's an attack on civility right now, and the Democrats want us to believe that we are the ones that are not stable, that we're the ones that don't have any civility. We don't care. And they say things like, well, I remember when they did this with Barack Obama. They, you know, had a thing of him, you know, hanging or whatever else. And for the record, many of the things that were done against Barack Obama, you can't believe. The left will do whatever it wants to do to forward its own narrative. But here's Zerlina Maxwell on MSNBC, the Joy Reid Show. And she's being asked about this, when the cause of civility and what she says that it is, and it'll blow you away. But I just want you to understand the level of desperation that you'll sense by the left. And it's coming from the other media. And I know you don't watch it very often. I don't watch it at all. I only get these snippets. But these snippets are very important in understanding what's going on that side. So here's a clip of from Joy Reid Show. AM Joy, and here's Zerlina Maxwell.
I mean, Zerlina, I'm old enough to remember Off With His Head
right.
at Sarah Palin rallies, the angry people with monkey dolls saying that's President Obama,
right.
Tea Partiers with witch doctor signs, burning Donald Trump, burning President Obama in effigy or hanging him in effigy. But now the Republican Party's new meme is that Democrats are a violent mob. Your thoughts?
They're completely ridiculous in saying this, Joy, because, you know, lying is uncivil, bigotry is uncivil, racism is uncivil. It is not the Democrats that have a problem with civility in this moment, and it's really a tool of white supremacy to say that people who are protesting and standing up for themselves and standing up for their rights are somehow uncivil or are somehow the bullies, when it's actually the system and policies that are putting babies in cages, that are attacking the black people, that are marching through the streets with tiki torches. That is
uncivil. And
a young
woman was killed.
Correct. So to Rand Paul's comment about somebody might die, somebody's already died, Joy.
Yeah.
And so the idea that we're risking violence when it's already happened is a complete distraction from their rhetoric and policies, which are impacting bodies in a violent way.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So Zerlina Maxwell says Democrats have no problem with civility. They're civil. wholly dismissing Antifa or not taking credit for that. And then she says it is a tool of white supremacy to talk about, you know, it's uncivilized for people to stand up for their rights. Not standing up for your rights. And what's funny, they have the nerve to invoke the Tea Party. The nerve. A group of people who never attacked anybody. I mean, the worst that could be said about a Tea Party is they had an offensive sign. That's it. But this is what they're talking about. Then she says that people attacking, putting people in cages and then attacking black people. Look, we put people in cages. They're called holding cells. They're called prison cells. And the reasons are varied. But I don't think that we're putting innocent people in cages. We'll detain innocent people to find out where they need to go. I mean, you, for all intents and purposes, you could be put into a hotel and forced to stay there. Maybe you're a witness to something. They're trying to protect you. Is that a cage? I mean, it's so ridiculous. And what's funny, nobody pushes them back on these shows, and that's why they get their word out. But everything that Zerlina Maxwell is talking about, she's talking about, is systematic oppression. I love it. The systematic oppression. So anywhere that systematic oppression occurs, here's the interesting thing. It's occurring because of Democrats. Blacks getting beat up by cops. It's not. What's the systematic oppression? Blacks have substandard schools. Who's over it? Blacks don't live in safe neighborhoods or whatever else. Who's over that? You know, drug problems, crime problems, you name it. It's all controlled. All the systematic oppression that they talk about is controlled by the Democrats. And then the systematic oppression that gets them to that point, the system, if you will, that says black folks, you're going to stay in poverty and so on and so forth, is systematically controlled by the Democrats. But this is how crazy these people have gotten. Again, I want to put this in a bigger context. People are watching the Democrats and they're saying, okay, you've had my attention. You've had it for some time. And I'm really, you know, I want to know now what are the results. And the results are you didn't win, so you want to beat people up. And then when people ask for civility, something you claim you want, you say we are being civilized. We're being civilized when we beat you up because of the systematic oppression. And then somebody says, well, who causes that? Well, we caused it. We're the reason for the systematic oppression of blacks and Latinos and whatever else. We are. But we want to be mad at somebody. So let's get mad at, I don't know, Kanye West. How dare he go and talk to a president who's done more for blacks in 2 years than Barack Obama could have done in 20. And certainly, he's done more than Barack Obama ever did. So they're mad at Kanye because he dares speak his mind and say something. And so the media attacks him. They attack a guy. And what do they attack? They attack his humanity. They say he's insane. He needs help. He couldn't be making the right decision for himself because he's a crazy man. So they attack him for that. And then they attack Justice Kavanaugh with the most skankiest women on the planet, and say it's his fault. He's the reason that, you know, that women are going to lose their reproductive rights. And I've already discussed that. I had a great segment where I told you guys, look at the rights of the abortionists and ask yourself, what are they going to ask for when they can take a pill all the way up to full term and they don't need any doctors or any abortion doctors or whatever. All they can do is take a pill and kill anything that they want. What are they going to want then? What are we going to be fighting against at that point? The women's right to choose. They've made all kinds of gains with morning after pills, and soon they'll be week after, month after, and full term pills. But they complain. Then, so they attack that. They attack everything because that's what the left does. They attack. They attack when they lose, and they don't even know why they're attacking.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.